Good day. This is Paige Estrotori with your daily financial services news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online, catering to all your insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management needs. Let's get started with an examination of Australia's economic landscape. Recognize the mirage of our flourishing GDP growth, but let's dive deeper. Beneath the surface is a substantial decline in living standards. For the past 6 quarters, our nation has seen a drop in per capita GDP. This suggests individual prosperity is under strain as real household disposable incomes shrink dramatically, even outpacing setbacks from the recent COVID-19 pandemic. This downward trend sends a jarring message. Economists like Chris Richardson are sounding the alarm bell, pointing towards growing financial strains reminiscent of the bleak stagflation era of the 1970s. We should be mindful of the phenomenon known as capital shallowing, spurred on by the surge in immigration since the mid-2000s. This means our population growth is outstripping infrastructure investments and making a significant dent in productivity. Moving on, the superannuation sphere has seen some critical legislative action. Parliament passed the Superannuation Objective Bill 2023, reinforcing that the primary purpose of superannuation is to provide retirement income. This has raised eyebrows for those looking to shift superannuation funds towards housing. The implication here is clear. Any changes to the system will now be subjected to comprehensive review, as reinforced by the ASEFA's Mary Delahunty. Both nonprofit and for-profit entities alike seem to be on board with this legislative move, setting a noteworthy precedent that will shape future discussions around balancing retiree needs and housing complications. Changes are pending within the Reserve Bank of Australia, or the RBA, as well. A leadership overhaul is set to take place. Now reconfigured into governance and economic policy boards, they have gained legislative backing from Treasurer Jim Chalmers, among others. Opinions differ on the possible implications, with AMP's chief economist Shane Oliver voicing concerns about a potential hit to the RBA's credibility in managing inflation. However, only time will tell how these changes could influence policy and interest rates under the new leadership. Finally, the professional indemnity insurance sector has seen some upheaval. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or FCA, has called on insurers to be more open and user-friendly. Concerns are growing over the deficiencies and weaknesses of PI insurance following the unfortunate collapse of Dixon Advisory. The FCA's calls consist of the need for greater oversight and transparency, given the lack of redress and compensation for consumers. This issue underscores the pivotal role of PI in the compensation scheme of last resort and how it impacts outcomes for consumers. And that concludes our daily financial wrap for Tuesday, December 3rd, 2024. For more insights and services, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. Stay informed, stay prepared.